Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the British People's League, British People's League Internet Radio Show. How are you today? Good, we hope, of course. It is Sunday, April 29th. Had a look at the calendar. April 29th, 2012. Here we are. We're having our go at our limited 20 minutes. 20 minutes on the air. Why 20 minutes? As longtime listeners well know, we are restricted to 20 minutes. We simply can't afford the broadband. If we go beyond 20 minutes, there is the broadband to consider. Well, folks, British People's League Situation Report, April 29th, 2012. Yours truly, John Beattie, reporting. We have come to the conclusion that there are so many organizations for white patriots in the United Kingdom. It is good in that each group equals recruitment for the overall cause to stop white genocide. But we can't stop anti-white genocide without breeding. So you young couples better start your families while you can. Only many white babies can continue our race. The British People's League concept will win out. With those of British stock around the globe uniting under our British People's League banner, we can achieve the numbers. We can stop anti-white genocide. With utmost regret, once again, we have to state that electioneering is a complete waste of time. A waste of white energy, a waste of white money. Only with legal white private cell situations can we be in a position to assist those of the United Kingdom front line. We of the British People's League cannot any longer afford to waste any time, money and energy on this, that, and the other. We are building quiet cells, quiet legal cells. Legal, legal, legal. We can, at least with quiet cells, work uninterrupted. Uninterrupted in our work. You know, the simplest of the enemy tactics is to simply waste our time. Those who have been associated with patriotic groups know exactly what I'm talking about. People phoning your office, yakking about absolutely nothing. No longer are we going to allow our time to be wasted. Of course, there's agent provocateurs out there working on behalf of the, how shall we say, the multi-cult mob. These two-bit pimps, low-life creeps who pretend they're with us, but in reality, they're working to destroy our race, our history, our ancestry. For what? A few pieces of silver. Poor little darlings. Can't make it in the real world. So they have to pimp away for a few pieces of silver. And of course, again, white patriots out there who've been through the mill. We know how the pimps try and talk illegality. Or wait. Wait for you to make one little slip in words. And then try to use their tape to get a raise in pay. Many, many ways agents destroy the growth of our race. The agents for the multi-cult cesspool. The anti-white genocide. Planned and promoted around the globe. But hey, the number one weapon in our arsenal is our young people. If you youngsters don't start having your families now, it's going to be too late away down the road. You have to think of these things. You've got to have your grandkids, if you're the older listeners out there, get them busy. Get them busy. Those sounds in the background are going to happen in Mother Britannia. They are going to happen in Mother Britannia. It's a civil war going over there, as our recent guest Craig has pointed out on his three or four shows. Now, the book about Canada's secret civil war is still plodding along in production. Yours truly, I've committed to having it finished by the end of the year, and it shall be done. If you want to check in and refresh your memory, click onto the BPL homepage, and there we have it. There we have it. Those background sounds. It's not nice. War is hell. We all know war is hell. But there is going to be a civil war in Mother Britannia. Absolutely. Hey, we are not preaching illegality in any way, shape, or form. We are not preaching illegality in any way, shape, or form. We are simply preparing a legal resistance for when the day comes when we, of British and European stock, say to the multi-cults, no further! To repeat, we of the British People's League invite friendship from the former white dominion of old Mother Britannia. We of the BPL invite friendship from the former white dominions of old Mother Britannia. Not as Britain is today, a multicultural hellhole, with Her Majesty holed up in Buckingham Palace, and once a year they draw out the Armed Forces Day, a solid sea of whites, while sincere average working white mothers have to ride the transit system with all of the new immigrants to Mother Britannia from the darkest parts of Africa, surrounded by them as you go to work with your babe in your arms. Emma West exploded. Let's put some of the royal family on the trams without their security guards. See how long they'd last. Even if it means setting up old Britannia on a new Britannia, in a new Britannia within Canada? Preposterous! The Mennonites have moved around the globe. Various religious groups have moved around the globe. But they've kept together. It doesn't matter what their nation. There's absolutely no doubt. There's going to be civil war in Britain. The enemy is there. The Trojan horse is full of the enemy. The extreme Muslims who hate the white man and woman. Who hate our culture, our history. They're in Mother Britannia. Look up Bradford. Look up Bradford. Google Bradford. Check it out. You've got eyeballs to see. Absolutely pathetic. Oh, the views are extreme, are they? Baloney, the views aren't extreme. I'm well liked in this little village. Everyone knows of my checkered past. I'm liked because I speak up for the white people whose tongues are frozen in silence. I go to check the mail on foot. I'm waved at every other car. It's incredible. People can see what's happening with the crime rate in the cities of the world, the old white world, the old white dominions. We simply have to smarten up and make sure that our children and our children's children know the key. The key is, of course, the key is called breeding, breeding, breeding. Families, families, families. Get busy, you young couples. As the British People's League grows, We intend financially to assist young white families who are, of course, friends of the British People's League. Financially, that's our goal down the road. The secret weapon. Families, more white babies. The cost of babies. The cost of raising a child, of course, is hard damn work in this day and age, so cut back on some of the luxuries. But again, British People's League, commit ourselves right now. Down the road, if and when big funding comes through, we will assist young white families. The music in the background, that's the music of our ancestry. People just carry on bread and circuses, hockey games, football games, curling clubs, legion halls. Fun and games while Rome burns. Jane and Wilson in Toronto, Bradford in the United Kingdom. Australia has its hot spots as well, New Zealand. History teaches that there is really nothing stable in the world. Empires come and go. And the white race will be gone. Those of British stock in history will be gone. White babies is the only salvation. Get busy, you young white couples. Families, families. History also teaches that golden ages can be revived only if young white couples have large families. This is priority number one. I've done my share with two great wives at separate legal times, of course. I'd always thought I might have 10 offspring. Well, 5 were born healthy and well in the world still. Unfortunately, very sadly, there were 3 miscarriages. And then the devil at work, against my wishes, my expressed vehement wishes, there were 2 abortions. But hey, 5 are alive out in the world, and if there had not been the miscarriages, that makes 8. And if there had not been the 2 abortions against my will, that would have made 10. So I've done my share. So make sure you tell your children or your grandchildren. Get the families going. And I've given the speech before on the budgeting. 2 salaries are not needed. Who is kidding who? Who is kidding who? There's the daycare to pay for. The extra fashion clothing for the lady as she goes out to work. The mom leaving her babies with strangers. So there's the fee to the daycare center. The fashioning. The second car. The lunch money, the hairdresser, the dry cleaning bill. Come on! Who's kidding who? Full-time mother at home with the greatest of respect. Motherhood is the greatest profession on the planet Earth. Mothers are philosophers. Fashion consultants. A pinch of nursing. Not telling you anything new. A full-time mother. If the statistics were taken with a full-time mother in the home, you'll see less crime. I don't need to see the statistics. It's plain common sense. So again, the British People's League is in contact with those around the globe. We do not poach from the groups. We're simply here from the other groups. We don't poach from other groups. We're simply here for the white strays as another choice on the white grocery shelf. The more working brands or labels on the white shelf to choose from, the more guarantee of white survival, as white nibblers will not wander. A white patriot will choose the label she or he desires. This is good with the variety of organizations for white survival to stop anti-white genocide. Good that there's so many different groups and approaches out there. Gads, if there was only one or two big, heavy organizations, we'd lose many because they'd find some reason they may not like the leadership, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. The more white brands out there to choose from, the more positive we are that we're not going to lose white nibblers. A brand to suit individual natures, individual characteristics. The British People's League has now run the gauntlet. We've had Indiana Mike from America share these airwave radio shows so very eloquently in the past. Recently, we've had Craig with his passionate promotion of the National Front in the United Kingdom sharing the internet radio airwaves. But now it is time for the British People's League to return to its core roots, that of bringing in the sheaves, like the old white hymn, bringing in the sheaves. You know, so many of those good old white Christian hymns, they were white Christian hymns. Bringing in the sheaves. The British People's League, we want to make sure we catch the strays. We're bringing in the sheaves. The sheaves being the white crop of children from old Mother Britannia, wherever we may dwell on the planet Earth. If we are to outsmart and outbreed the multicult global monster, we must also become global in our BPL recruitment. If we are to outsmart and outbreed the multicult global monster, we must also become global in our BPL recruitment. We must draw in the sheaves. We must draw in the sheaves. Again. How many children are your grandkids having? Do you promote it? And as a grandmother, are you at too many bridge parties? As a grandmother, should you not be helping with the grandchildren? That's nature's way, you know. The multicult TV airwaves, etc., take away the spirit of our families. We must draw in the sheaves. The BPL has work to do on a global basis with our internet tools. We will not accept advertisers on our shows. Our message is the key. The key is the message. The British People's League is on the move. Quiet legal cell structures. It can't be bothered with. You know, we've spoken to our white cousins in America on these shows over the last year, and we've spoken to our white brothers and sisters in the motherland with the help of two very able guest speakers. We have promoted these shows, and in our shows, we've promoted other white patriot organizations warning about the anti-white genocide that is being promoted through multiculturalism throughout the globe. When we promoted other organizations, it was a spirit of total cooperation for over a year. Now, the British People's League has paid for most of these shows. We've had some decent donations from sincere patriots. But on the main, the British People's League has done its best to cover these shows, the cost. There is a slight cost. And again, we can't go over 20 minutes unless we pay for broadband big time. Those who wish to start a dialogue with us would rather do it quietly, incognito, whatever. We're game for a while. We have patience. BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com. Think about it. Help cement your family. Help the growth of the British People's League. We're on every Sunday. John Beattie speaking on behalf of the British People's League. Start forming a quiet white cell structure in your immediate neighborhood. Thanks for tuning in. and will be speaking at you again the first Sunday in May. Goodbye for now.